Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, on Facebook at Rayan Walters, and on Instagram at Rayan.Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, a lot has been happening over the past couple of weeks in different quarters of the world. There is an ongoing civil unrest in South Africa surrounding the arrest of former president and ANC leader Jacob Zuma. And we also have another unrest in Cuba. Today we want to look at what is happening in Cuba and how Cuba, over the many decades, has defied the laws of what one would expect. Cuba would have succumbed to the unbridled stifling of its communist regime and political ideology from the pressures of the United States of America. Cuba is experiencing the worst economic crisis in modern history. Since the fall of the United Soviet Socialist Republic of the dawn of the 1990s, Cuba Communist Party has survived the very death of Fidel Castro. The country is experiencing the worst economic crisis in 30 years. As I said before, the most crippling was at the fall at, or should I say, the collapse or the crumbling of the United Socialist Soviet Republic, the USSR. In 1949, revolutionary leaders Fidel Castro, his brother Raul Castro, and other Cubans decided to remove the influence of America's imperialism in the country and adopt a Soviet socialist style of political ideology. The Cuban revolutionary survived the failed attempt of the John F. Kennedy-led Bay of Pigs, which came to a crushing defeat on the shores of the Caribbean island. For 50 plus years, listeners, at least the last 10 American presidents, including George W. Bush, attempted in many covert ways to oust Fidel Castro from power. His successor, Barack Hussein Obama, spoke on many political platforms during his presidential campaign and while in office. that a policy for 50 plus years has little or no impact and the Cuban way of life is a failed policy. They have been doing the same thing over and over and expect a result, then you must be a madman. Barack Hussein Obama, from an executive perspective, used a lot of executive orders to repeal, to some extent, certain congressional restrictions that were imposed on Cuba. One of the things we must realize is that when President Trump came into office in 2017, he not only repealed and replaced most, if not all, of the Obama's era, lifting of some amount of trade embargo on Cuba, but he imposed over 200 new sanctions on the Spanish-speaking Caribbean country. Last year, the Cuban economy fell to its lowest 11% drop in GDP, and inflation is at a whopping and staggering 500% since this year. There is ongoing unrest in Cuba, where hundreds of thousands of Cubans have taken to the street in protest against Cuba's communist regime. The Cuban government, to a larger extent, is trying to clamp down on the dissidents. And one step that they have taken is to bar the Cubans from communicating with the outside world. They have restricted access to the internet. I want to remind us of the latest measures of the Obama-Cuba era. Obama tried vigorously through the Republican-controlled Congress to lift some of the economic embargoes on Cuba for more than 50 years. Republican critics said Obama was making too many concessions to Cuba for too little in return, especially on human rights issues. After 2 years of President Obama's Cuba policy, the Castro regime has made out like bandits, said U.S. Senator some years ago Marco Rubio, a Cuban-American lawmaker from Florida. Listeners, only the people of Cuba can change Cuba. And if the people of Cuba wants to move away from socialism, then they have to take to the street, relentless and fearless, in the quest for democracy. I do not believe that the United States of America should impose an economic trade embargo on Cuba for 50 plus years at the expense of the millions of Cuban citizens. Most, a number of them, are living in harsh economic times. What we are seeing now on the various media platforms unraveling in Cuba is decade in the making. We must understand that during the Obama's era, a lot of goods were able to come into the America from Cuba. Cigars, rums, to some extent tourists could travel for leisure, business. Families were able to send money to their families back home. Is it that Cuba, a country rich in natural resources and very notable on the world stage when it comes on to defying the bigger nations, can they actually continue on the path that they are now? Is there any hope for a socialist republic in the Western Hemisphere on the heel of the global superpower of democracy, the United States of America? Is it time that the Cuban people and the Cuban government recognize that there is absolutely no place for their kind of political ideology in the Western Hemisphere? And CARICOM, the United Nations, you name it, are calling on the United States to lift the trade embargo against Cuba. The people have taken to the streets once again. President Díaz-Canel has also took to the street, noting that the pictures and feeds that we are seeing on the global media platforms are fictitious and is a false representation of what is happening in Cuba. Cuba has a long-standing human rights situation. Country is known for clamping down heavily on the media, which is no doubt the fourth arm of democracy and the watchdog for the state. And if you limit accessibility of the people inside and outside on social media, then there must be something that you are hiding. And it speaks volume as to the transformation that is needed in Cuba right now. Let good sense prevail. Lifting of a trade embargo, I believe, is long overdue. But Cuba has to determine its destination and its destiny. It is within its power. It is within its own hands. And if the people of Cuba no longer requires the revolution, long live Cuba, then I believe the country has to change its course. Can Cuba Socialist Republic survive in a 21st century on the heels of the most powerful democratic country in the world, the United States of America? Cuba must determine its destiny for the sake of its people and for its political stability. Those are my thoughts, and thanks for listening.